26-year House veteran Jim Sensenbrenner sometimes scares off any competition, or he easily defeats those who do run against him. But Milwaukee professor and Democrat Brian Kennedy says he's not afraid to take on the ultra-conservative Sensenbrenner. Kennedy says he's a moderate with a dim view of the war in Iraq.
I will admit that the world is better without Saddam Hussein being in power, but when we went in and we looked and found no weapons of mass destruction from the Hussein regime, what we have done is created a system that has now brought in weapons of mass destruction into Iraq. And those weapons of mass destruction are called Al-Qaeda cells.
Representative Sensenbrenner defends the vote he took, authorizing President Bush to have wide powers against Iraq.
We made a decision, collectively, the President and the Congress, with Senator Kerry and Representative Gephardt in support, based upon the intelligence that was available to us at the time that the decision was made.
The two 5th District candidates also differ on many domestic issues. For example, Sensenbrenner is a staunch opponent of abortion rights and likes limits on contraceptive help.
You know, when you are doing adult things, you have to accept adult responsibility. And that includes making plans for contraceptions ahead of the act, rather than the government should end up paying for the contraception that people should be buying themselves.
Brian Kennedy says he backs abortion rights and contraceptive assistance for poor people.
What I believe we need to do is, first of all, provide adequate education and availability of contraception so that we can avoid unplanned pregnancies.
Kennedy contends the multimillionaire Sensenbrenner often votes in ways to help his stock portfolio, but the incumbent says the charge is false and that people of the 5th District will re-elect him because of his conservative views and constituent service. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.